You're listening to Presence and Purpose, a podcast all about helping you build an authentic online presence and live out your God-given purpose. I believe that the key to standing out in this noisy online business world is by being fully yourself, because God's equipped you through your personality, gifts, life experience, and even your quirks to serve your people. So get ready to hear real stories and lessons learned on all things branding, finding your people, sharing your message, and so much more. And welcome back. So today I want to share a recent lesson that I'm learning now, really recently, as I am starting this podcast and starting something new. And I want to talk about what really matters when you're starting something. It can really be anything. I will relate it back to specifically if you're in that place of starting your brand and what really matters. But first, I want to share with you this recent lesson that I'm learning. So podcasting is new to me, and it's giving me this wonderful, humbling reminder of what it's like to be a new business owner. It's putting me back in that place of when I was just starting, and I didn't feel polished and put together in my business. I didn't have even my branding put together. It's that desire when you're just starting and you're a beginner and you're doing something new. And even though you're a beginner, you have that desire to have this polished put together presence. And that's not how it works. Being new at something means it's a little humbling at times. It means starting small. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's just a part of being a beginner, a part of being new at something. And so that's what I want to share today is this humbling experience that I'm having and what it means for you ladies. And I really do mean that this is a beautiful reminder for me because I have been in business for about 2 years now. And even though I feel like there's things that I am just getting the hang of in my business, I also know there's a lot that I do have under my belt, and I have gained momentum and I have built an audience. And so some of these things aren't as fresh. And starting this podcast as a new thing is helping me relate to those of you that are in that beginning stage of you're just getting started with your business. You're just trying to build your brand, and I get it. So if that's where you're at right now, I want to talk about what really matters when you're in that place. I know that entrepreneurs often want to jump right into the fun stuff of building your brand, right? You think of branding and you think of the colors and the style and the logo, and that stuff is really fun and exciting, but if you jump the gun and go straight to that without first developing the behind the scenes of your brand, it's really just a pretty facade. And, you know, as I'm starting my podcast, I'm speaking to myself here too, because I already have my podcast cover art designed. I have the little jingle, the little music at the beginning. But actually sitting down and recording this podcast episode or any of these episodes has been harder than doing the pretty stuff. And so I get it. I totally get it. And that's obviously what matters, right? Like if I have a beautifully designed podcast, but I don't release any episodes and there's no meat to it, then what's the point anyways? And so that's what I really want to focus on is looking at, like I said, that behind the scenes of your brand. What is that exactly? So when you are developing your brand, there are some core pieces that you want to really focus on in the beginning. And I'm going to give you these steps, but know that I do have this information in a free branding guide, which I will tell you guys about at the end, how you can get that. So if you want to take notes, feel free, but also don't feel overwhelmed that you have to write down all these steps, because I've already done that for you in a little workbook that you can work through in your own time when you have free time. So here's what is really at the heart of your brand. It's really connection. That's what your brand, that's what branding is all about, is genuinely connecting with your people, them connecting to you, really getting to know you. That's what it's really all about. And so these are the steps that are kind of the core building blocks of your brand. It is having a clear vision. So what is that vision? What can you come back to when you are branching out and trying something new and wanting to make sure that it's aligned with the big picture? Okay, this is the big picture, the big vision, the God-given vision that He's given you. Number two is a secure identity. So not trying to measure up to other people, just being secure, grounded, confident in who you are. Not trying to measure up with qualifications or experience of other people. Just looking at how God has created you and how He's already equipped you. I think that's something really beautiful to look at when you are new at something. Look at how has God equipped you already. Maybe that means past jobs that you've had or a degree that's totally unrelated to what you're doing, but you've learned these beautiful skills and you can bring those into what you're doing now and see how God has actually been preparing you all along the way. So the next step, step three, is looking at your specific audience. So who are you called to serve in business? This does not have to be a big time-consuming decision. You can start out by asking yourself, who do you feel most called to serve right now in your business? Step four is having a strong message. So knowing what that core message is and how you can share it with your people in a way that makes sense to them and really resonates with them. And then step five is the meaningful design. That's when you get to the fun part of creating the visuals or working with someone to create the visuals. All right, so that is what is really at the core of your brand if you are at the place of building your brand right now. But if you're not, if you have already done this work and you have a brand in place, but maybe you're starting something else new, maybe you're like me and you're starting a podcast or you're starting a YouTube channel or a weekly Facebook Live, whatever it is, and this is the new thing for you, then here are the two things that really matter right now. Okay, don't worry about having things polished and put together. Just focus on these two things. Connect. Genuinely connect with people. It doesn't do any good if you have things put together. They look really great, but you're not connecting with people. Real people behind the computer screens. Number two is just take the next step. And I promise that as you do that, you connect, you focus on that connection, and then you focus on the next thing after that, the next step, whatever that is, you'll get more confident and you will begin to get a little bit more polished. Maybe you'll stumble over your words less. Maybe you won't need to take notes anymore and you'll be able to just share from your heart and not look down at a piece of paper and have these pauses in between, and your videos or your podcast or whatever will just flow like those people that you look up to. But don't worry about that right now, because, you know, at the end of the day, people still get the message. They still get the heart behind what you're doing when you are showing up and you're doing the thing. What this looks like for me right now with my own podcast, my new thing, is I'm not letting social media, graphics, templates, or things like that hold me back. Sure, I want to be able to post a fun little audiogram with a sound clip on social media every week, you know, when a new episode comes out, things like that. But to just get started, I just need to connect And I just need to do the next thing. I need to publish the next episode. And that's what I want you to take away from this today. So think about what it is for you. What's the thing that you just need to start showing up and connecting and taking little steps and trusting that as you continue to obediently, faithfully take the next step, connect, take the next step, you will get more polished. You will feel more confident. You will get a little bit more put together, and you can add on those additional things as you go. But you don't need them to get started, okay? So if you are wanting to get your hands on that branding guide that I was talking about that walks you through those 5 steps of what you really need when you're starting your brand, I will put the link in the show notes so that you can grab that. And then if you have not joined the Facebook community for Presence and Purpose, I would love if you would come join us so that you can share what that thing is for you so that we can help hold you accountable. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.